Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, where we learn that there are many benefits and blessings of reciting the Durood upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. At the same time, we've also been warned and admonished regarding the punishments over not reciting the Durood upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam or forgetting to recite the Durood upon him. As in one narration, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has stated that those people who sit in such a gathering in which they neither perform the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nor send durood upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, then such a gathering will be a means of grief for them. So, if Allah wills, He may punish them, or if He wills, He may forgive them. So, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should make sure that we don't forget to recite durood on the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam whenever we sit in any kind of gathering. Make sure that we perform some zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we send durood upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and then we may carry on with our gathering. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in this episode of ours, we will be talking about a very interesting king. And the whole account of this king is very interesting, because in the background of this king, there will be discussion of two prophets, two kings, and a blessed box. There will also be discussion about a blessed box as well. So please stay with us throughout this episode, throughout this series of ours. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, you will come across a lot of new information, fascinating information, which you perhaps did not know before. And our today's topic is about a king who was very strong and very tall individual. His name was Jalut. So our topic today will revolve around Jalut, how oppressive he was, how tyrant he was. But in the background of this, we will also talk about two prophets, two kings, and a blessed box. Jalut, dear viewers of Madani Channel, was a very strong and tall individual whose shadow, it is stated, that would prolong up to 1 mile. This is how tall he was. And he would wear a metal warrior hat, a metal warrior cap that would weigh around 150 kilograms. This is how strong he was, that the cap that he would wear, the warrior cap that he would wear, that would be around 150 kilograms. And he was a very oppressive and tyrant king. He was the leader of Amalika nation. And he confronted Sayyiduna Dawood ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam and met his doom. Now, as we spoke about him being the leader of the Amalika nation, we'll also talk about who the nation of Amalika was, and we'll also talk about a blessed box that we spoke about earlier. So, without any further delay, let's first of all talk about this blessed box, which has a very close link with Jalut and Bani Israel and throughout this account. So, this box that we spoke about is none other than Tabut-e-Sakina. This box is known as Tabut-e-Sakina and has also been mentioned in the glorious Quran. And Bani Israel, they had the possession of Tabut-e-Sakina. It was shifted amongst them from generation to generation. It is stated that this was a box that was made of boxwood, and this was revealed upon Sayyiduna Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And this box, it remained with Adam alayhi salatu wa salam all his life, and after him it was passed on to his children one after the other as inheritance, to the extent that it reached Hazrat Sayyiduna Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam, and then remained in the custody of his offspring, of his progeny, i.e. Bani Israel. So Tabut Sakina came all the way up to Sayyiduna Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam and stayed with Bani Israel. And later it reached Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, and Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wa salam kept the blessed Torah and some of his possessions in it. And this very box was a very sacred, very blessed box. It is stated that whenever Bani Israel, they would go to fight the non-believers, and they would be less in numbers, and the enemy would be large in number, then Bani Israel, they would keep this sacred box in front of them. And by the virtue of this sacred box, the grief and worry that they would be engrossed with due to being less in numbers, that would be removed. And by the virtue of this sacred box, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would grant them victory over their enemies. And other than that, this box was considered very sacred by Bani Israel, and rightly so, as it was very sacred. If Bani Israel had any kind of disagreement amongst them, then they would get decision made through this very sacred box, as the judgment would be heard from this sacred box. Other than that, whenever Bani Israel would supplicate for something in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they would supplicate by the medium of this very sacred box, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would accept their supplication by the virtue of the medium of Tabut-e Sakina. So this is how blessed this box was, how sacred this box was, and Bani Israel, they kept this box very beloved to them. However, a time came when Bani Israel, they were deprived of this sacred box. What had happened was that when the transgressions of Bani Israel, they crossed all the limits, then as a punishment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them deprived of Tabut-e Sakina. How did this happen? It happened in a way that the Amalika nation, they attacked Bani Israel. We spoke earlier on that the nation of Amalika, Jalut, who was the topic of our episode, Jalut was the leader of the Amalika nation. So what happened was that the Amalika nation, they attacked Bani Israel, and a massive bloodshed took place. Many of the Bani Israel were killed, their homes were ruined, and their cities were destroyed. And what Amalika nation did was that they took Tabut-e Sakina along with them. This is how Bani Israel got deprived of the sacred box, and the nation of Amalika got hold of Tabut-e Sakina, of this sacred box. However, they did not respect this box at all. They disrespected it, and ma'azallah, they degraded it to the extent that they threw Tabut-e Sakina in garbage at the place of impurity. The consequences of disrespecting the sacred relics that were associated with the blessed prophets, and the consequences of the disrespect that they showed towards Tabut-e Sakina, were such that the Amalika nation, the tribe of Amalika, faced different kinds of diseases and illnesses. A lot of their people were killed, and 5 cities of theirs, they became deserted. And whoever amongst them would throw any kind of garbage or any kind of filth near Tabut-e Sakina, or any of them who would, ma'azallah, spit by Tabut-e Sakina, then he would be inflicted with an extremely severe disease. So this is how they were caught up by the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Amalika nation, they realized that the main reason for the calamities that they are facing is due to disrespecting the sacred relics of Tabut-e Sakina. So what they did was that they loaded Tabut-e Sakina on a bull cart and drove it towards the town of Bani Israel. Now, what was in Tabut al-Sakina? It is stated that the holy staff and the blessed shoes of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the blessed turban of Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, the ring of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, and some pieces of the tablets on which Torah was written, then and some manusalva and some outlines of the appearances of some of the prophets alayhi wasalam were in that very Tabut-e-Sakina. So this is how blessed the Tabut-e-Sakina was, and these are the contents, the possessions of Tabut-e-Sakina. So we come to know that how sacred Tabut-e-Sakina was, and it was due to showing disrespect towards Tabut-e-Sakina that the nation of Amalika faced severe punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we also come to know that how sacred the relics of those who are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are. Any such thing that is associated to the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how highly ranked they are, that if someone shows any kind of disrespect towards them, even they fall prey to the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as was the case with the nation of Amalika. Now, this is what happened, that the nation of Amalika, they loaded Tabut-e-Sakina on a bull cart and they drove it towards the towns of Bani Israel. Now, on the other hand, because Tabut-e-Sakina had been taken away from Bani Israel, so Bani Israel were also quite upset and depressed because of this fact, because Tabut-e-Sakina was something that they used to use to get relief from their difficulties, for their supplications to be accepted, for their arguments to be resolved, for them to conquer their enemy, so on and so forth. So they were quite upset and depressed over this fact that the nation of Amalika had taken Tabut-e-Sakina away from them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had appointed Hazrat Sayyiduna Shamwil alayhi salatu wasalam as the prophet of the time upon Bani Israel at that moment of time. And Sayyiduna Shamwil alayhi salatu wasalam had told Bani Israel that you will soon receive Tabut-e-Sakina back. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, Bani Israel, they had a system of government that used to run in such a way that there would always be a king amongst them who would operate the administrative matters of the country, and there would be a prophet who would guide people about the laws of Sharia and religious rulings. So a prophet would be from a separate family and king would be from a separate family. Now, what had been established within them was that kingdom would be from the lineage of Yahud ibn Ya'qub alayhi salam, and prophethood would always be from the lineage of Lawi bin Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is how the matters were being run amongst Bani Israel. So Sayyiduna Shamwil alayhi salatu wasalam was blessed with prophethood, and he was guiding people towards the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was guiding them towards the laws of Sharia and what are the do's and don'ts. But at the same time, there was no king appointed upon Bani Israel at that very time. And Bani Israel, they requested Sayyidina Shamwil alayhi salatu wasalam to appoint a king upon them as well. Because the king would be a separate person, prophet would be a separate person. Sayyiduna Shamwil alayhi salatu wasalam has been blessed with prophethood, but now they required a king. And they requested Sayyiduna Shamwil alayhi salatu wasalam to appoint a king over them. And now, who did Shamwil alayhi salatu wasalam appoint a king upon them? It was none other than an individual called Talut. Talut was the individual whom was appointed as a king by the prophet of the time, by Sayyiduna Shamwil alayhi salatu wasalam upon Bani Israel by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, the government system of this way became complete. As in, they first had a prophet but not a king. And both of these designations, both of these ranks needed separate individuals, as was the custom amongst Bani Israel during that time. So the prophet was there, Sayyidina Shamil alayhi salatu wasalam was there, but they needed a king. And when Sayyidina Shamil alayhi salatu wasalam appointed Talut as the king, then what happened? Did Bani Israel accept him as the king, or did they have any kind of objections? And what happened thereafter? How Sayyidina Shamil alayhi salatu wasalam replied to Bani Israel upon this, all this, and much more we will cover in our next episode. So make sure you tune back in our program, The Perished Kings of the Past. And until then, take very good care of yourself.
Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely